This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellensmith. With me is Wayne Bell. He is the author of Culture Club. It's found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This week, before we talk anymore, this is the first time you and I have seen each other face-to-face since the Emmy Awards. It went pretty much the way you thought it would go, and I got the big win I wanted with Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones winning Supporting Actor in Drama.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy that The Good Wife got some recognition, and of course, Mad Men and Modern Family swept. Modern Family swept, Mad Men didn't. And that's something that really kind of is baffling to me, that they continue to win Best Drama every year, and I think they should, but then, you know, they don't, it's, you know, it's, none of the actors win. They never have won, and I think Jon Hamm not winning this year, and when he clearly had the best episode, and Steve Carell not winning for The Office, I think is just kind of shocking. And then there was a few other smaller surprises, like Melissa McCarthy winning and Barry Pepper winning for the Kennedys. But, you know,
which
all
was on
all,
a channel that hardly anybody
reels,
gets.
Yeah. I mean, he was a lot of people's sixth choice. But, you know, the rest of it, Margot Martindale and Juliana Margulies and the Modern Family people, I mean, that was really nice. And I thought the show seemed to go pretty well. Jane Lynch seemed to do pretty well, I thought.
They ended a minute before 10.
A minute before 10.
For an award show.
Which is always great.
They should get an award.
Right. It's just the thing that kind of, I can't even be upset about Melissa McCarthy, even though that show's terrible. She's a talented person. The thing that left me at the end of the night with a little bit of weirdness or an unsettled, you know, is Jon Hamm not winning. And Steve Carell, he will never, you know, he never won an Emmy for The Office. And, you know, given that maybe this could be The Office's last season, if the first few episodes have been any indication, maybe they'll write a guest spot for him at the end and he can get nominated for that. But what more can you do?
Those were awards handed out for things that people liked. We're going to spend a few minutes now talking about trends in popular culture we'd like to see vanish.
That sounds great. And I will say that starting in January, if we're going to go back to things we like, I started telling you to watch Downton Abbey. And
yes,
that was the big winner at the Emmys and
yes,
took down Mildred Pierce. So I was happy about that. But things I would like to see in, some trends I would like to see in. Well, if we're going to talk about music, I would love to see auto-tune end. I don't think it's going to happen. And I would really like to see the end of these presumed singers that come out of the Disney Channel.
Yes.
I don't know who they are. I guess because
well, you're
too,
not the target demo.
I'm not
way.
The target demographic, but the Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato and Justin Bieber, he's not Disney. But,
right,
you know, there was a generation before them that came out of there, Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, talented people. But these don't seem like talented people at all.
Well, but now, I mean, maybe we're too old. Maybe Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, when they were on Disney Channel shows, didn't seem that talented to people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
I don't see it with these people at all. So I would love to see the teen queen and the auto-tuned, you know, non-singers. I'd like to see that go away.
I'm ready for the laugh track to go away.
Well, you're almost there.
Well, yes and no. I mean, many of the situation comedies that are on television now do not have one. The Office.
Right. Modern Family.
Right.
It's
almost,
mostly just CBS that has them.
However, when you look at the ratings, Modern Family excluded, almost all the highest ones still have a laugh track.
Well, that's because people are dumb. I mean, I'm sorry to the listeners out there. It's not going to make us popular, but if you're watching Mike and Molly and 2 and a Half Men and exclude the Big Bang Theory, I think that's well written. But that stuff on CBS, the comedies, is offensive and it's not well written and it's not well acted. And, you know, and that there was a time when you could have a well acted, well written show that had the laugh track. I mean,
well,
Cheers,
MASH,
Everybody Loves Raymond on CBS. But now it just seems so strange. It's like having a landline. What's the point?
Anything else that you'd like to see go away?
If we want to go back into television, I would love to see the distorted reality shows go away. Like, I think that Real Housewives stuff has got to go. I think it's boring. I think it's dumb. It's controversial. There was a death recently, I think I heard, regarding some part of it. It's not just them. I mean, there's A-List and there's all these other shows where we just watch rich people sit around. Well, and I also think that those shows are affecting regular shows, mm-hmm. too, like regular scripted drama. Like, you see scenarios now on, you know, B-level comedy drama, Desperate Housewives style, that you've already seen on one of those shows. So, you know, I would just like to see that get nipped in the bud.
Anything else from you?
This is going to hurt some people out there. And I know my teen demographic is high, I'm sure. Vampires. I don't get it. I think it's the dumbest thing ever outside of Halloween. I think it's cute at Halloween. But what is it saying when all these women just really long to be bitten?
Well, again, I think there is a tradition. I mean, when Bela Lugosi was on stage as Dracula back in the 20s and 30s, there was this sort of appeal, this, right?
And I get Bela Lugosi. I get what's her face, the writer,
Anne Rice.
Interview with the Vampire. I get all that. This has nothing to do with that.
And when will this leave?
This has to do with ripped pubescent people running around in the woods pretending to be wolves, and it's not just Twilight. It's, God love it, True Blood. So I would love to see that go away.
I have one more.
Okay.
And this is coming from someone who grew up in Arkansas and knew that Arkansas was the state you could always make fun of. In fact, there was still a joke on Saturday Night Live this week about Arkansas.
I saw that.
And so this inferiority complex. And so this is said out of love for New Jersey. Please let New Jersey alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Because not everybody there is like Jersey Shore or Jerseylicious. It's a beautiful state with very smart
people.
You
know what it does? It makes New Jersey long for The Sopranos. Because there in the late 90s, early 2000s, they were complaining about how The Sopranos were a bad representation of New Jersey. Well, right now, I would kill for Big Pussy and Polly and all them, because you get, you know, Jersey Shore and
all those.
There's like 15 shows, and God love it. I mean, I'm not a repug by any means, but Chris Christie even has to deal with this, and he has publicly said, I wish it would stop. And I, you know, secretly am like loving it. So I'm like, you're just feeding it. But you know, I agree with you completely. Let's move on. Let's go after somebody else, like Mississippi.
No. That's the whole point, is that you can't summarize a state in just a sentence or a character.
Texas.
But I feel New Jersey's pain right now. If you're from New Jersey, and I'm sure if you're traveling, you know, I still occasionally hear when I go to a conference or something, oh, you wear shoes there or something, and you laugh it off. And
you think, it's funny, dog patch.
And it reflects more on the person saying it than you. But I feel New Jersey's pain. So leave New Jersey alone. They have a lot to offer.
And they have other things to worry
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
A lot of issues there, too, with unemployment and stuff.
Right.
So let's move on. But, you know, we can take out two birds with one stone if we get rid of that reality
That's true.
Get rid of New Jersey. Then we can get rid of the, you know, the Snooki and all that stuff,
right.
too. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.